It's Thursday, August 28th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. Materials for 9 prefabricated houses at the Trans-Kalahari and Mamuno border post have been left in the open for 3 years following contractor abandonment. News on One's Josia Shiweda reports that the National Council Standing Committee on Home Affairs, Security, Constitutional and Legal Affairs disclosed this during inspections of border posts.
The houses, fully funded by NAMRA, were intended to address shortage of accommodation faced by staff following the operational shift of the one-stop border post between Namibia and Botswana. Contractor was supposed to build 30 prefabricate houses, of which 21 are complete, while 9 are outstanding. The committee's chairperson, Andreas Amunjidi, described the site as disappointing, noting that large quantities of material remained piled up in the open without protection.
NAMPOST has clarified details on the upcoming National Social Welfare Cash Grants payments, which will start in October. Spokesperson Gladwin Groenewald confirmed that the grants will be facilitated through NAMPOST post offices and mobile teams across the country.
Grant beneficiaries should provide a national identity document or passport to register for grant payments through in-branch post office registration at any of NAMPOST's 136 service points nationwide, which will commence in October 2025. First in-branch payment to take place in November 2025. Out-of-branch recipients will be registered upon receiving their first payment in November 2025.
The Petroleum Upstream Unit in the Presidency will start consultations on the draft National Upstream Local Content Policy on the 1st of September. The policy is designed to ensure that citizens gain direct benefits from the oil and gas discoveries, explained Carlo McLeod, Presidential Special Advisor and Deputy Head of the Upstream Petroleum Unit.
The main objectives of the outreach are to first consult, second to inform, and thirdly to listen. We want to raise awareness about the draft National Upstream Local Content Policy and to gather feedback from the communities as well as the stakeholders by building a shared understanding of how the policy can best serve Namibians. The consultation will commence in the Karas region, starting in Luderitz on the 1st of September, followed by Ketmanshoop before extending to other regions across the country to ensure that all areas are engaged in this important dialogue.
The International Monetary Fund told Reuters that it needs a few more weeks of discussions with Senegal before it can consider a waiver to release additional funds following a week-long visit to that country. The IMF suspended Senegal's $1.9 billion lending program in October of last year after the newly elected government revealed previously undisclosed debt, now estimated at over $11 billion. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to chair a meeting focused on a post-war Gaza plan. That's according to Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. It comes as Israel intensifies a land offensive around Gaza City and images of starving children continue to emerge. Tony Waterman has the details.
Witkoff said on Fox News that the president would lead this discussion at the White House, focused on creating a comprehensive plan for what happens to Gaza when the war eventually ends. Witkoff says the administration expects the conflict to be settled by the end of the year, in his words, one way or another. Trump has previously called for the territory to be turned into the Riviera of the Middle East, which would involve the forced displacement of Palestinians. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.